This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 23rd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather is warm and pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a bright day with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, in the past hour, northern Israel feels abandoned as emergency response squads face reduced mobilization due to an IDF decision following a Hezbollah ceasefire. Also, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, a new book reveals a heated conversation where Trump reportedly told Netanyahu that all the Jews are fed up with him. Also this hour, Walla reports that dozens of terrorists are besieged in southern Lebanon. Security officials fear the potential for kidnappings. Separately, Ynet reveals that Israel warns Lebanon talks are veering off course over Hezbollah disarmament issues, with Ambassador Yechiel Leiter voicing concerns. And finally, from JNS, earlier this hour, a bipartisan resolution calls on Lebanon to disarm Hezbollah, emphasizing that Iran should not dictate Lebanon's future. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reports just minutes ago that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasized Iran's choice between being a country or an exporter of terror, highlighting opportunities for progress after a recent deal. I24N EWS, posting recently, shared footage of IDF troops uncovering a tunnel network under a southern Lebanese village, just over 6 miles from the border. OSIN 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted earlier today that the Italian Prime Minister praised the Lebanese president for courageously engaging in talks with Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with northern Israel's emergency response concerns, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the IDF Homefront Command plans to reduce standby emergency squads starting Sunday. This decision comes amid a Hezbollah ceasefire and focuses on easing tensions in the region. However, local communities feel vulnerable and abandoned. Turning to U.S.-Israel relations, the new book, Regime Change, sheds light on a private conversation between Trump and Netanyahu. According to Israel Hayom, Trump criticized Netanyahu, claiming dissatisfaction among Jewish communities. This revelation could ripple through diplomatic relations and influence political dynamics. Meanwhile, Walla details a significant security operation in southern Lebanon. IDF forces have surrounded an underground system in Tibanet, where dozens of Hezbollah operatives are trapped. Security officials express concerns about possible kidnappings, raising tensions, and the stakes for regional stability. On the diplomatic front, Ynet reports on Israel's warnings regarding Lebanese talks. Ambassador Yechiel Leiter stresses the importance of dismantling Hezbollah, pointing out Iran's influence as a major concern. This development complicates already sensitive negotiations, potentially leading to heightened diplomatic challenges. Finally, JNS highlights bipartisan efforts in the U.S. to pressure Lebanon. Lawmakers call for Hezbollah's disarmament, with Rep. Josh Gottheimer asserting that Lebanon's future should be determined by its people, not external forces. Such resolutions aim to reinforce international support for Lebanon's sovereignty and peace process. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that AI startup Engram has raised $98 million, reaching a valuation of $600 million, despite having just 13 employees. This highlights the growing influence of Israeli innovators in the tech industry. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that stock market sharks are capitalizing on market volatility, increasing exposure to select stocks. This approach reflects a strategic response to fluctuating market conditions. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli company Hamat is exiting Turkey. Due to deepening losses from a boycott, the company will cease operations and consider selling assets. This underscores the complexities Israeli businesses face in international markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.